Samech Tet Omud Aleph. So the Gemara asks, we finished that sukkah. The Gemara asks, Boi Rava, there seems to be a machlokas. I'm not sure, I don't know enough to answer this definitively. It seems that there are a variety of girsa problems in general in the Masechta, perhaps more than in other Masechtot. I'm not sure. Here the Gemara says it's Rava. The Ran credits it to Rabba. You know, Rava and Rabba. The first serious piece of Gemara I learned was Maseches Gittin. And in Perek HaMevi Get Medina Tayam, there's a long, extended machlokas between Rava and Rabba about Bifonai Nechtam, Bifonai Nechtam. Between Rava with an Aleph and Rabba with a Hey. So when you first learn Gemara, you know, you don't know anything. And it's like such a disservice. Like, it's trying to keep the Shitot straight, you know, between the two, right? And they have identical names. And if you don't know how to read the Gemara, so you can't tell them apart, it's near impossible. So the very act of making your way through the opening Gemara is the juggling act of keeping, you know, these two names straight. And in the end, of course, the Gemara concludes, it's not really machlokas. So our Gemara says Rava, boy Rava. We're in the middle of Samech Tet Omud Aleph. Boy Rava, yesh she'ela b'hakem, o ein she'ela. She'ela is the equivalent of what we've been calling Hatarat Nedarim. The daughter or the wife, forget the case we've been dealing with of the intermediate where they both have control over it. Take a simple case. A husband and wife, or a father and daughter. He has rights over to affirm or to veto her neder. If he remains silent, so silence is
acceptance.
It's tantamount to an affirmation. Right. If the whole day passes and he, biyom shomo, take a simple case. She makes a neder at 9 o'clock in the morning. He hears about it as she makes it. He can immediately thumbs down. That's called hafara. Thumbs up. That's hakama. And if he does nothing. Then at the end of the day, it's tantamount to hakama.
But it has to be yom sheshamo.
Yom sheshamo, right? But the way I presented it is the simplest case.
Do you ever discuss how we can prove that he heard it? It's kind of a strange thing to be able
to prove. That obviously is a question that has to be taken up, whether you can prove that he did or he didn't. But we can assume altogether with nedarim. Right, altogether with Nadarim, there's a certain amount of. There's a certain amount of trust in the person. In other words, you live in a world where Nadarim and Shavuot have force, where the, not like in our world. I just came from watching some clips of Donald Trump, the antithesis of this idea. But in a world where your vows and your oaths are not just something that you're morally bound to, that a person should keep his word, but where you are not just legally, you're religiously bound, you're halachically bound. The fear of heaven is on you should you violate these nadarim. So the assumption is you're dealing with people who are not ramayim, right? People that want to do the halacha properly. Every system, every hospital has its psychiatric ward. Every system has its people that don't fit in and are trying to circumvent and are trying to get but first you have to establish the case. You're dealing with people that want to do it the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, but the issue must not be so much between the daughter and the father, the wife and the father. In our immediate case, when there's a second party involved, being able to prove that the father heard or didn't hear. The neder then has some meaning to it.
No, so say it, but if he hasn't heard
the word of somebody is seems that it would be less acceptable. In other words, in the case that you gave, there's no third party involved. You may, in fact, be the first party.
Yeah.
No third party involved. So, yeah, you have a Shemayim, etc. But when there's a third party involved, then the proof is also necessary.
What do you mean, in the case that we've been learning of the father, the Naramurasa?
Right.
Yeah. But presumably they both want... Let's take a case like this. She makes a neder, a father and a daughter. She makes a neder, he hears about it. But only he knows that he heard about it. Right? She is unaware that her father heard about the neder. Only he's aware of it. He knows that his rights expire today at sunset. But nobody's going to be any the wiser. So if he doesn't do anything today, and tomorrow he says, oh, I just now heard that you made a neder, and I am mefirit. So what is the status of her neder? No. He's lying. In Shamayim, what's the status of her neder? So in Shamayim, her neder is still in effect. She mistakenly believes that it has been canceled, so she eats those olives or those dates today, thinking that she's not bound by her neder. When she eats those olives or dates, what's happening? She's not being made for the neder. She's violating the neder. But who's responsible for that? Her father. It's on her father's head. So forget the fact that the father or the husband want what's in the best religious interests of the daughter or wife. He now is culpable for causing her to... Whether he brings a korban or not is tied up with the question of whether or not he's done an act that has a ma'aseh. But he's in Shamayim, he's culpable, right? In Shamayim, she at most is a shogeg. And maybe even not that. But he is responsible for this sin. It's on his. The black mark is on him. So if you're dealing in a world where people take these, if you think the whole thing is a joke anyway, so what difference does it make? But if you're working within a system where all of these things have force, so then he has an interest in not lying. What? So Argamar. So boy Rav, yesh sheila b'hakem o ein sheila b'hakem. She may, again, go back to the simple case, not the Shatnez case where the husband and the father have to co-sign, a regular case. Father and a daughter, husband and wife. She makes a neder in the morning, and he gives it a thumbs up. That's called hakama. Can he do hatarat nedarim on his hakama? He, the father. Right. He can, right? Think of like the president, right? The Congress sends the president a bill, he can sign it, or he can veto it, or he can pocket veto it. Except the result is the opposite. Now, the husband or the father have the same thing. They can sign it with hakama, they can veto it with hafara, or they can. A pocket veto means if the president does nothing, he doesn't veto it, but neither does he sign it, the bill expires after a certain amount of time on its own. Right? It's tantamount to... So in our case, the pocket veto causes the opposite. Instead of it expiring on its own, it goes into force on its own. So the president signs a bill, there's no hataras nadarim. He signs the bill afterwards, he can't go to the Supreme Court and ask, you know, for Hataras Nedarim. Right? There they are. Skalia Zichron Alavracha, Machulacha, Hakol Mutalachem, Hakol Sharulachem. Right? So, but the question is there the same thing? Can he go to a Bezdin, or can he go to a Chacham and say, I was making the neder of my daughter, But I for whatever petach you would need for hataras nadarim, right? Can he now go? Do we treat the hakama when he's mekim? What is he doing? He's kind of giving force to the neder. So the hakama itself is a kind of neder itself.
Well, I imagine, and you're saying also the same thing would apply if he let it go and the hakama occurred by...
We'll see. What's the difference between those two cases? So, yeah, fair. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let's keep it the simple case. 9 o'clock in the morning, she takes a neder. 9:01, he gives the hakama. 10 o'clock, he realizes he's made a terrible mistake. He runs to the Bezdin, and he says, look, I just gave my hakama.
I'm just thinking in terms of, like, you know, a lot of these cases we don't really deal with on a day-to-day basis today.
Hold on a sec. Keep your pants up.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we don't deal with a lot of these cases today, but the one thing we do once a year is Hatarat Nedarim, which I know you said is...
Which is not for real.
Which is not for real, but Bechol Zot, the women didn't tend to not do it. And, you know, saying if there was a problem with the hakama...
No, so in other words, your Hatarat Nedarim that you do, betokef a minhag, which is not actually matir any of your nedarim unless you actually do a proper hatarat nedarim. So it's not, in other words, a woman who wants to do this minag of hataras nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah should do hataras nedarim.
But this question would apply.
But whether or not the husband...
I have the principle, even now, technically still have the ability to be nedarim, right? So it's still
yeah.
The question of where does the power for hatarat nedarim lie, that question still applies even
right,
today.
So in other words, your hatarat nedarim is... Your hafarat nedarim on your... on which minor daughters do you have?
On my wife.
Oh, on your wife, that's right, your wife. Oh, she wouldn't like the idea. but it would only be on those that happened that day.
No, hatarah afterwards. You're saying only in that, on the same, you're going to have to run the same day can do it?
In other words, let's assume we're talking about it all in the same day. His veto rights. We'll come back to, hold on a second, this is what I'm telling you, hold on, keep your head, keep, in the initial case, keep it simple.
Okay. In this case,
yeah. If everybody told me they spent time during the week looking at the Gemara in advance, so I'd entertain all of your questions. But since I know for a fact, as you were leaving the house tonight, you were trying to figure out where the Gemara is, right? I'm less tolerant, right? Hold on a second. The Gemara's going to answer the same exact question. It's been 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
For me, it's been longer. But yeah. I knew exactly where the Gemara was. I just had to remember which one.
Shalom, what do you want to say?
Just kidding.
I would say, so this case, I would see the relevance of, you know, the father or the husband, and whatever it is, doing the hakama the same day after he was making the neder. But in any case, the woman, the daughter, she can do hakama the darish. That day, the next week.
Right, yeah, that's something else. Right?
So the same token, why shouldn't the father or the husband have the same, if you're saying that actually this hakama the darish...
So Adarav, so you tell me, what's the nafkamina? What's the hakira here? Either it's like this, or it's like that. It depends on how you view what the act of the hakama is. What are the two possibilities?
It could be that he has power forever, or it could be that he has power that day. Once the day is over, he's got nothing on the neder at all anymore.
So again, gentlemen, keep your pants on. Right? So boy, Rav, yesh she'ela b'hakem or ein she'ela b'hakem. Im Timtzalomar, if you want to say, what does Im Timtzalomar do? Well, first of all, we started at boy. What does boy mean?
By to inquire, to require, or to
desire. A boy is an information question. We want to know the halacha. What, is it like this or is it like that? It's not an attack question. Im Timtzalomar, if you want to say, if you find to say, spells out the two possibilities. And there are only two possibilities here. Either there is hashala, he can reverse the hakama, he can reverse his affirmation, or there isn't. So if you want to say, yesh she'ela b'hakem, that after he was mekim the neder, he can go to a chacham, he can go to a bezdin, and cancel the hakama, yesh she'ela Bahafer O'ein. So that opens a different question.
Can you cancel your veto?
Can he cancel a veto? She makes a neder. He's Mefer. He says, I do not veto. And then he regrets.
Right? She could make the neder again.
She could make the neder again, but maybe she realized. No, so you have it's like a game like this. 9 o'clock, she takes a neder. Right? She'll never eat pizza again. Your wife makes a neder, she'll never eat pizza again. Right? So the husband realizes this is not practical. So he vetoes it, right? Because, and then he thinks, oh, wait a second. If she never eats pizza again, she'll keep off those pounds.
Barbecue more.
We'll save a fortune.
And instead of, you know, coming home and there's no dinner, and she'll say, well, let's just order a pizza. I'll get a home-cooked meal. So he realizes it was a mistake to be made for her neder. She, in the meantime, realizes how foolish it was that she's going to give up the pleasures of pizza for the rest of her life, and she'll never make that neder again. Elama, if he can get a hatara, if he can be sho'el on his veto, then he can now force the neder back to her. And then she would be bound by the neder, which she doesn't really want to be bound by. And in theory, she could then in the future do hatarat nedarim if she had the adequate petach to do so. So you can understand a scenario by which he would want to cancel his veto.
Wait a second, in this scenario, the wife also realized that it was a dumb thing.
No, in other words, she makes the neder, right? He doesn't like the neder because he realizes it's impractical. So he's made for the neder. And then he realizes, ooh, I should want her to have this neder. And she realizes, ooh, boy, am I glad I'm out of this neder. But he, if there is Sheila, can now, it's like the nuclear option. He can now reimpose the neder, her own neder. He can resurrect her canceled the neder that he canceled. If there is Sheila Bahfara. Again, he can reimpose the neder on her. Then it's up to her to obtain hatarat nedarim, which, as we saw, is not always, it's not hocus pocus, it's not automatic. She has to go, and she has to have a petach, and she has to, whatever it is. Right? So, okay.
It seems different, though. I mean, because if I allow the neder, okay, then it's more binding than if I veto the neder. Because I can always veto her neder.
I see, you want to say that the two things are not comparable.
They're not comparable because I can always veto the neder and go back to her, and then she can eat, then it's as if the day has passed and nothing happened. And then it's back on her, and she can do hatarat nedarim. Or if I veto the neder, she can say, well, no, I want it anyway. So she comes tomorrow, she can take the neder again. And we have
but then he has the rights again.
And then you keep going, you go until eventually somebody gives up.
Okay.
But if I allow the neder, then she's bound by it, and then it puts more pressure on her if she really wants to get out of it.
Okay. So the Gemara says, so if there is she'la in hakem, we have to ask, is there she'la be'hafer? Oh, and Sheila Bahafir. So Tashma de Omer Biyochanan Nishalin ala Hakeim Ve'ein Nishalin ala Hafir. Tashma introduces the proof source that for Hakeim, for ratifying an Eder, he can then go and get his ratification overturned. But for Hafara, you cannot. Look at the run. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 lines down in the wide lines in the run. Bo'i, you see the run says Rabba. Yesh she'ila b'hakem. Im kiyem haneder. The husband ratified it. V'nish'al bo bayom. And he went on the same day, according to the run. Apparently, it has to be the same day. Why would it, according to the opinion that the whole thing has to happen on the same day, why could it not happen the next day?
The father, husband is no longer, he's got no issue in it.
Right. Because his rights expire at sunset, and that's it. V'nishal bo bayom ala hakem, mi matzi mefer bo bayom. Oh, lo. Aval machar pshita de lo matzi mefer de lo gara mishtika. But the next day, you're stuck. Because if on the day he hears it, he does nothing, the pocket The pocket, not the pocket veto, the pocket hakim. Right? He does nothing, it goes into effect. Right? So going and making a she'ila can't be less than doing nothing. Right? So the question is, why? First of all, I just explained the sugya according to all the Rishonim explain it. The Sefer Yerayim says something else. The question is, according to the Sefer Yerayim, not whether the husband can go and change his thumbs up or his thumbs down, but after the husband gave his thumb up, is the wife able to go and do Hatarat Nadarim?
Then it wouldn't matter about the day.
Then it wouldn't matter about the day. The Yerayim learns the whole sugya completely different. What? Because, in other words, a wife's ned, and it's in a normal case, you make a ned there, and then you regret the ned there, you can go today, or tomorrow, or the next day, or the next year, and do Hatarat Nadarim. Because it is your neder. How do we view the neder of the wife? Is the neder of the wife the wife's neder, which she needs the husband to sign off on? Which that's the way we've understood it until now. Or is the Yerayim saying that
it's a joint thing?
That it's a kind of joint neder.
She's obligated.
What?
Not even necessarily joint. She makes it, but it's really the husband's decision what happens with it.
Maybe.
Oh, but she's the one obligated to.
She's obligated.
You can't.
Once
she needs him to ratify,
Anytime. In a normal case, a person makes a neder at any point in the future. They can go and ask for hatarat nedarim. Whether they achieve that or not is a different question. Because maybe she doesn't have the right for hatarat nedarim. Because once the husband has been making it, either he would have to.
It sounds like it gives the husband, the woman, a right to override her husband on this issue, which the Torah before says she can't. Right. She makes the neder, he likes the neder, and so it would seem to be in conflict with, like, he likes that neder, he sticks with it, he gives the response that it's okay.
Right,
and
so she can't cancel.
Go and say later, I don't want it, but he already said, right. The Torah said you have the right to confirm it, so if you have to confirm it, in principle, I think in some ways that might even sound like more pshat to me.
Does the question differ whether he confirms with the fall or whether he converts just with the day passing?
No. Confirming with the day passing is tantamount to hakama.
So the way we've understood it,
once the neder has been...
The neder has no validity. Has no validity until the day passes or the father can confirm. Up until that point, the neder has no validity.
It's in a twilight zone.
Right. So if it has no validity, then it would seem that it would be impossible for her to...
She has no ability to take a neder on her own.
Right.
It needs. So that's the question. It's how do we view the neder?
As nothing if it hasn't been one way or another confirmed.
No, and it's hatar sandarim the next day or the 2 days later. Not bo bayo.
At that point, the woman got validity because the husband confirmed it verbally or let the day pass. Otherwise, it has no validity.
Seder, but what happens the next day? She takes an eder in the morning, he is mekimoto or is just silently approves. The next day, can she do hataras nadarim?
No, because it's a valid neder only by virtue of the fact that somebody else.
Right, so that's the question that the Yerayim says is at hand here. Is at hand here. All the other Rishonim don't read it that way. They read it as a question of can the husband now counter his affirmation or veto, his hakama or his hafara.
The only reason I think in the actual this in the conceptually, I think it makes more sense. But in terms of sugya, it makes more sense for the Ron, because it says...
The Ron and everyone else.
Well, yeah. And it was because it's not only talking about Hakem, it's also talking about Hefer, and certainly he would be the one to do that, so right. if right. you're talking about him, not right. her, then it
right.
would be...
Right. So the Ron says... The Shalom, this is similar to what you said a moment ago. What's the Havamina to differentiate between Hakama and Hafara? Whether or not the husband, again, forget the Arayim, go back to the conventional reading. She takes a neder, he's Mekim or he's Mefer. So can he then, is it written in stone? Or can he then go to a chacham and overturn his hakama or his hafara? Why should we split the difference? Why are they not the same? Right? So, hakama...
The split difference is because the husband has a time limit and the person and the wife who made the neder doesn't have a time limit.
No, for him. The husband can be mekim or he can be mefer. And the question is, once he's done one or the other... Is there any way for him to reverse himself? Right?
I think that if he's Mekim, it's, you know, you've got a neder in effect, it's harder to go back on it. Then, you know, if he's Mefer, you know, I said no, but really yes. So.
Or the opposite. I mean, that's the halacha lemaisa here. But, right? Hakama, if Hakama is like a neder,
then it would seem that that's more of a lachah. Right, no, because the opposite of lachah. Lachah says you're allowed to be hakama, but not an hafara's done. You did hafara's done. No, it's the opposite of what he's saying.
Right.
The halakha is the opposite of what he's saying. That's what I'm saying.
The halakha is the opposite. Because
saying it sounds like the opposite should be true.
No, I would say that, no, because I would say that once you hafara, the neder is gone. There's no more neder anymore. It's not like you can bring that back. You made it disappear. So right. you can bring it back. Once you have nothing to bring, but with that hakama, you actually have a neder.
You've got a neder in place. How do you just say, oh, never mind?
No, well, we have hataras nedarim.
It's a concept.
There is such an idea as hataras nedarim.
There's an idea of hataras nedarim, but you have to go to a beit din. You have to have reason.
Listen, no. So nishalin is he goes to a beit din. In other words, nishalin means he goes to a chacham and goes to a beit din.
We didn't say that part.
We did.
I missed it.
Yeah,
I was spaced out.
So no, he has to be clear. When the Gemara asks, yesh sheila behakem, sheila is another word for what we call hataras nedarim, but here it's not a nedza hataras hakama. Right? So he goes and he asks a she'ila to the chacham or to the bezdin, meaning he goes and asks for release from this hakama. It's tantamount to what we call hataras nedarim.
So, yeah, so then it makes sense that there's hatarat nedarim. And
so why shouldn't there be fa'afara, like David wants?
Like David said, yeah.
So hakama itself, the Ran is saying, hakama itself, when the husband gives the thumbs up, that act itself, even when it's the passive act of letting the day pass, that act itself is tantamount to a neder, to taking a vow. So it's logical that for the hakama, he has a way out afterwards because it's parallel to a regular case. If he takes a neder there, he can go the next day and make a taras nedarim for himself. But this is not true for hafara. If he does hafara, once the neder is mufar, is poof. Right? So if he... Because the question is, he makes hakama. She has the neder. So then he goes and... He makes she'ila on the hakama. So what's the status at that moment?
Once he's made the she'ila on the hakama?
Yeah. Does he have to... Yeah, the chachamim are release him from the hakama. Does he now have to be mefer the neder?
No, because it's...
Did it? What happens? She makes a neder. It's not in force until he co-signs it.
Right?
He co-signs it. The neder's in effect. He goes to the Besdin and is...
The cost signature's erased.
So is it that... So now, what is it?
She didn't do that to anything.
She didn't do anything.
So what?
No, that's right? Important. You're saying... Because you're saying she that's giving... Think of a scenario. Maybe I'll give you an example. It'll make more sense. You know, like you're talking about the pizza thing, whatever. So for him, it's annoying to have, he decides he wants to have pizza now again. But maybe she...
No, he doesn't want her eating pizza.
No, after... He made... No, he was... She made...
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, yeah, that makes sense. And then he said, oh, actually, I do miss pizza. I want to be... I can go do... I can go back and do... I'll do hot dogs on her nether. But...
No, that's the opposite of my case.
No, because I'm saying, he says... She says she won't eat anymore. Or she won't have it in the house anymore.
Right.
He initially says... He's McTeam. He says, yeah, that's a good idea.
No, that's not the case. You're giving a different case. That's not the case I give.
No, the case that he gave was that...
She says I'll never eat pizza again because I'm getting too fat.
Right, okay.
He says that's crazy. He's Mayfair. And then he says...
So now I'm using this case for the Hakama, not the Hashalah. She says she won't have anymore. He says, yeah, that makes sense. Then he regrets. So he has to go to a Hakam and says, why? Why do you regret? Well, I really do like pizza. Right? But she... was never involved in this thing, so you could say that her, at least on that day, her interest in having the nether still stands. You never talked to her at all. If she wasn't involved in the Hatarat Nedarim,
maybe she doesn't even know about this.
Right. So then that would be a reason why the nether would be in this sort of purgatory until either it's completely confirmed by the end of the day, or she was also consulted, in which case then it could be removed from
that. Right. As he goes, he has a hakama. He made hakama on her nether. He was Mekim her neder. Then he regrets having been Mekim the neder. He goes to Besdin. Besdin cancels his hakama. She still had made a neder.
But her neder lost its validity.
Why do you say that?
Because it only acquired its validity with the hakama.
No, but it was in this tent.
But if he did nothing the whole day, what would have happened?
It's hakama by de facto.
No, what does that mean?
He made a hakama. The hakama is now cancelled. She still made her half of the neder. Now sunset's going to come. Was his hashalah on the hakama tantamount to hafara? Or was it merely erasing the hakama, resetting the clock to the period between the time that she made the neder and he did anything? If we go back to that moment between the time she made the neder and he does anything, and he does nothing all day, then what is it?
Then another day goes by.
Then it's hakama again. So is his hashalah going to the chacham? That sounds like it makes sense. When he goes and he says, I regret having been making this neder, so then it sounds like, what does he want? He wants La Ferto. Or does he, after having gotten the cancellation of the Hakama, does he have to make an active Hafara? Or when sunset comes, it's Hakama again?
So you would have to.
Presumably. Unless you say the act of going and canceling the Hakama is itself the same as the
Hafara.
As making a Hafara. The same as it would make. It seems to make sense.
Because it's part of the talif. It's not a big deal.
So right. if we want to say, like Shalom wants to say, that we understand why these two things are different. Hakama is like itself a neder, and just like all nederim, he can go and get hataras nederim. He can get he can be nishal on the hakama, but hafara is once the neder is mufar, there's nothing for him to resurrect unless she makes the neder again. Right? So he can go and say, I regret having cancelled it. What should they tell him? Say it, go tell your wife to make the neder again. But when he was mefir, then it really doesn't exist anymore. What's the havamina on the other side? What's the havamina to say, no, if you can have hashalah on hakama, then it also has to flow both ways. It would also have to work for hafara.
Is there a Havamina?
Yeah, because the Gemara speculates that if...
No, just ask a question.
The Gemara asks a question, saying, but why should...
Just said like, okay, well, now we're wondering. I'm just curious. You know, it wasn't like a... it was just like an extension. Was it really a...
You agree to her nedja, and then she wants to go into Atalim, it's going to be harder for her to get a petach, because the rabbi's going to say, wait a second, but your husband agrees to this. So there must be, yeah, so there's a whole inyan of like, wait, if your husband agrees to this, then there must be a valid reason for the nedel, and it's
no, why? Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Wouldn't he give it more weight?
The husband has an interest that she not gain too much weight. She has an interest in having control of her own life. So, the husband's desires for Shalom, if you go to the rabbi to talk about Shalom Bayis, these things are relevant. If you go to the Beis Din for Ataras Nedarim, they're not necessarily relevant.
You can't assume that they're both on the same page in any case. I mean, it could be that they're like talking about divorce and he's doing this to get back at her. And
yeah, in other words...
I spend a lot of time anyway with these Hatar.
Yeah, look, this is not... None of this is a recipe for a happy marriage. But...
no, but like, if it, I don't know, maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way, but... You know, like, if you say one thing, and then Dave comes along and agrees with it, then it makes what you're saying more valid because you have somebody else who agrees with you.
Fortunately, I'm not married to Dave.
No, but I'm saying, but in the same, but wouldn't that same logic apply here? Like, if my wife makes an edel and I agree with it, doesn't that make give that
no,
an edel
it could be,
more validity? Because
it could be.
Your husband agrees with it.
It could be that he makes, she makes an edel, her husband agrees with it, and then her husband changes his mind... And this creates Shalom Bayis, and you go, and part of your petach is to create Shalom Bayis issues, and etc. But doesn't have to be, right? She can still, you know, want her neder to stand, even though the husband doesn't want. The Havamina to say that the two things are linked is because of the Hekesh. Right? Because the Torah links them in the Psukim that we saw so many times. Right, so there's a Havamina to say that Hakama Hashalan Hakama makes sense because it's parallel to Atar Nedarim. And even though we said a minute ago that on Hafara it doesn't make sense, but if you learn out the dinim of Hafara from Hakama, so then maybe you could say it should flow in both ways. The fact that the Gemara quickly, this Gemara is rather economical, it doesn't spell out both sides of everything. But there is an implicit Havamina here that Yecholiot, that there would be Yecholiot, that there would be, you could be Shoel Ana Hafara also. That you could, but that's not the Halakha. That's not the Halakha.
Either way, if my wife makes a Nedah, mm-hmm. and I veto it, so what's to stop her from waking up tomorrow making the same Nedah all over again?
She can, and you can keep vetoing it.
I'll keep vetoing it.
Congress can vote a bill every single day and send it to the president, and he can veto it every
and
single
eventually
day.
Eventually somebody just gives it.
No, I don't know. Maybe they keep doing it. They keep passing bills. He keeps vetoing. He can send as many nominees to the Supreme Court as he wants, and they will reject every single one of them. Right? So.
Saying they're exactly parallel. So if he does hakamah, then he can do. Let's say the shol al neder. If he does hakamah, he can the shol al neder. But the maganon, the process that in effect here is that the default is that. Let's say that Hatara is that the Shoel al Neder is good. In the case where he's mefer, okay, he doesn't have to do mekim because when the day is over, it automatically stands. If he does hafra the mekim, then he has to do hafra.
Presumably. Yeah. Yeah.
Because this.
Correct, and it's, there would be the there would be there would be, nagid. It is not the case, but nagid that you could that he could be shoel in both directions. So we said a moment ago he's mekim, and then he regrets having been mekim. So he goes to Beis Din and he's shoel on the hakama, and they release him from the hakama. So now presumably either you want to say the act of being the act of canceling the hakama is itself an act of hafara. Or after having canceled the hakama, he now has to actively be mefer, or with the passing of the day, the neder will come into effect again. But in hafara, this is not the case because we don't pass this way, but in the parallel universe where he can be mefirit, and then he regrets being mefirit, so he goes to Beis Din, and he has two options. He's mefirit, he can say to her, oh, that was a mistake, honey, you know what you really should be, make that neder again, and this time I'll let it pass. And then it's up to her to decide. But if he doesn't want to do that, so if she makes a neder, he's mefir the neder, then he goes to Beis Din, and he says, I was mefir, but I regret it. Can you fix it? So they poof, cancel the hafara. So now either he can say thumbs up, I'm mekim, or we can wait 5 minutes until shkia, and then it's automatically will come. So it's true that there's, because the mechanics in each direction are different. Even right. Even the Torah, which has this idea of the hekesh between the two, understand that they, when you make a hekesh between two things, it doesn't mean that they're mechanically identical in every way. It means that you learn dinim from one to the other, right? The so the Ran and other Rishonim say that this is the Ran that we saw, Bo Bayom. All of this works when it's Bo Bayom. His right when we say Nishalina la Hakem. That's only when he's nish'al on the same day that he was mekim. And the day that he was mekim had to be what?
The same day he heard.
B'yom shamo. Right? But if the day passes, then you can't. Because his rights expired one way or another at sunset. So his right... She makes a neder. Think about it good and long. You have until the end of the day to decide. The day that she made the neder and you heard about it, or the next day, or whenever it is that you heard about it. But once you've done one or the other, so if you are mekim, you can change your mind on that day. But if you go the next day and say, oh, I was mekim and I regret it, so overturning it is irrelevant, because you overturn it. What does the act of overturning do? It resets the clock to where?
Yesterday.
Well, it doesn't reset the clock to yesterday.
Oh,
right?
Yesterday's gone.
Right? Yesterday's gone. We can say, okay, you never did a hakama, but the day still passed. All we can do is like excise from the record, you know, that act of you giving your thumbs up yesterday. Beseder, you didn't give your thumbs up yesterday, but what didn't you do? You were in veto. You didn't veto it. So in the absence of the thumbs up, which took place, but we're going to say never happened, and in the absence of the hafara, what did happen? The day passed. Yom Shamo passed. And Yom Shamo passing is?
Hakama.
And that can't be cancelled.
Then the right of hafara would have to revert back to the woman the next day.
Right. That's true.
Would have to.
The rights of hafara?
Hatara. Yeah, you can ask.
Whatever.
It's still,
Seder. So that's...
No, we talked about that before, that whether it's his or whether it's hers.
Right. So according to the Ran, this whole sugya is limited to the Yom Shomo. The Rambam, look at the Rambam here. This is the Rambam in the Darim Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Kaf. Hamakayem nidre bito o ishto. V'nichem, you were mekayim the neder, and then you regretted it. Hareze nishal chacham. Umatir lo hakamato. He can release you from having given the thumbs up. V'chozer umefer. Oh, like what? Like we wanted to say. Right? The act of nishal al hakem is not itself tantamount to hafara, and once the hakem is cancelled through the hashala, he then has to have an active act of hafara. Umefir la bo bayom, avalim hefir la v'nichem. If he vetoed it and regretted having vetoed it, eino yachol lishol lechacham kedesh yachzor v'kayim. So the Hagos Maimonios here says, Katav HaTur Bahach Dina Zelashano.
Did he go to quote the Torah?
What?
Is that unusual for him to quote the Torah?
The Hakos Maimonios?
Is he a Talmid of the Rosh?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not sure. In Tzarech Lishol B'yom Sham'o, De'ika Lameimar De'lo Gara Mishtika. Right? In other words, if he has to do the Hashalah on Yom Sham'o, Yesh Lomar, that it's not worse than Shtika, than the pocket Hakama. Umihu nira kevan she'eno yachol hafer, havei kimi she'eno yodea she'yachol hafer. So the Gemara later will raise this idea of a husband whose knowledge is a little shaky, where he was unaware of his limited rights. And on the day he heard the neder, he was unaware that he had this right to veto. She'en shtikato kiyum. In other words, a knowledgeable husband knows that shtika kehoda, that if he's silent, it's tantamount, it is hakama. This husband was, his silence was not a silent approval, it was ignorance. So maybe it's possible, maybe the Yom Shamo is not the absolute deadline that we've always imagined it to be. Maybe there are cases for an extension. You remember?
Suspension almost.
A suspension, you remember? There's deadlines, right? Who was it that said? Oh, some great author who worked in journalism. I'm going to say maybe it was Mark Twain, but I don't think this is correct. Said, you know what's the worst thing about missing a deadline? In your work, you have deadlines. What's the worst thing about missing a deadline? You realize nothing happens. The force of a deadline is the fear of what happens if you don't get it in by the deadline. But, often...
The question is this. I don't think it makes a difference, but just to clarify. Is it that he doesn't know that he has this right to veto? Okay, you just look at
the case in the tour?
Right. Or is it the fact that, okay, I have, my wife may have another. It has nothing to do with me. I don't know I have any rights here. I don't know.
When we get to that sugi, we'll have to figure out what this husband knows and doesn't know.
Or is it the fact that he doesn't know that it has to be that day?
When we get to that sugi, we'll have to figure out. But the point being that, so maybe it's possible he's mekayem today. So this idea that his ability, nishalin ala hakem, is limited to the Yom Shamo, the opinion of the Ran. Maybe that's not true.
There's another nafkamina.
Yeah.
This thing besides the case that the Agav Maimon brought up.
Yeah.
Of a Nara Marasa.
It's
very significant.
Yeah.
Because if the Hashalah, Sheila, is tantamount to a Hafara, like the saying, then the neder would be over for the when you have the Nara Marasa, once one side is mefer, then it reverts, then it's over. But if it just stays the way it is, you have more than one day in any case. I'm trying to say you have more than one day with the Nara Marasa, because both of them have a chance to hear it. So the question is, what happens to the neder during that?
When you need both of them, the father and the husband, the father, she makes a neder on Monday, the father hears it on Tuesday, the husband hears it on Wednesday, the father's Yom Shamo is Tuesday, the husband's Yom Shamo is Wednesday.
Right. But the question is, he reverted, if he was Mekim, then it's also over. Right?
Right.
So he's Mekim, and he does Sheila Nakama, but
he doesn't. Oh, I see,
He doesn't do Afarah, so then there's a real...
That's a real status then, because he didn't do Aparah. It reverts the way it was, and then therefore, you know, it reverts the Hakamah still go into place.
Hold on to this Rambam, because we'll do the next Rambam next week.